All right, so this is definitely my last video of the night. I'm not really tired. I've just made 6 episodes. They're all really getting, it's all wearing on me slowly. It's all affecting my psyche a little bit. No, I'm tired of talking about dog coins, but I kind of have to because one, I'm not going to lie, it gets me more viewership and more subscribers. And two, honestly, Shiba Inu's made me a lot of money, so I feel like I kind of owe it to all the dog coins out there. Even Dogecoin. I owe Dogecoin a favor. So, I want to talk about my favorite sexual position, and my favorite sexual position is called a Doge style. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Doge style. Doge style. So the reason is my favorite position is, I guess nobody's ever really heard of Doge style. I mean, people have heard of doggy style, but nobody's ever heard of Doge style or Doge style. Doge style is really, really simple. It's basically where you, like, take your digital crypto Dogecoin wallet. You take your Dogecoin wallet and you wrap that virtual wallet around your penis, right? And then you proceed to penetrate whoever you're penetrating with the virtual Dogecoin wallet around your cock, right? And then what you do, then you start thrusting and keep going, you know. And it's a really good sexual position, though. I think the Doge style is a really good sex position. I mean, it's kind of hard to describe. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, if I have my stick figure hands, like, you know, just regular hands, like, right? And I'm, you know, you're taking it from behind, and then you got the virtual. I have no penis in this. So, yeah. But yeah, you see, like, you check it out. See that penetration? See that hard penetration? Yeah. See, like, that's Doge style. Except for when you're doing it from behind, so you're kind of, like, doing this. Then the person that you're boning, right, is tired of getting boned by you, so then they kick you to the curb, and then they put it in your butt, right? So that's really Doge style in a nutshell. You know, you're using your virtual wallet and you wrap it around your cock, but then you find it has no real use when it's on your cock at all. You'll have to forgive me. I think the focus on the camera is a little bit fucked up sometimes, and the focus is kind of weird on this. So you will see shitty video quality for a few moments, and my apologies, everybody. That's what happens when I get too close. If I wave, maybe it'll focus back in on me. Yay. But maybe, I don't know. Sometimes the focus on this camera, it's a really good camera, though. You just don't want to do anything too crazy with it or the video quality gets all garbled. But yeah, anyway, so, I mean, for the most part, I think I am not the, let's get to the topic of the actual video. I just wanted to talk about a fake sexual position I had made up, and, you know, anyway, hold on, I'm going to try to fix the camera real quick. I'm going to put this recording on pause. Yeah, sometimes when the camera goes out of focus like that, you have to, like, give it a few moments, so I'm glad I was able to stop the pause the recording for a moment. All right, so I'm back. Anyway, so the whole goal of what I'm trying to say is I don't practice Doge style, but if it were a sexual position, I would imagine, like I said, that your partner, whoever you're with, you take your virtual dog coin wallet, your Doge coin wallet, and you put it around your cock, start penetrating with the Doge coin wallet on your wiener into whoever you're boning, right? And then, when they get tired of you boning them with a dog wallet, I can't even say this. I can't even do this seriously, but I'm going to keep going. I'm playing the bit, all right? I'm playing with the bit. Then they're like, I can't do this. So then they turn around, they take your Dogecoin wallet, your virtual Dogecoin wallet off your penis, and then they stick it in their pussy. And then they start using the Dogecoin wallet and putting it in your butt. That probably is some imagery. This is why I need to write, like, raunchy ass, like, make you throw up style romance novels, because I feel like that painted a very disturbing image in people's minds of of a dude getting pegged by a virtual Dogecoin wallet. And I thank you for participating in that imagery, although disturbing. All right, so what we're really talking about, though, Doge. Is Doge dead? I think Doge is still alive and well, for the most part. Let's see. I'm just trying to make the title real quick for this. So when I upload it, it's there. But yeah, I think, you know, is Dogecoin dead? I think it is. I think it was never meant to be as... It was never meant to have the hype it has. I really... It's first off, it's a joke coin. Nobody should... Oh, hold on. Nobody should have wanted it to begin with, but people got into it. It was a really dumb idea then, and it's a dumb idea now. Dogecoin is basically a blatant ripoff of Bitcoin, a very cheap knockoff at that. It was meant to be a joke, but people took it seriously later on. I even owned Dogecoin just because I thought it was funny back in the day, and I eventually sold it. Stupid me, by the way, because I feel dumb for not anticipating the fact that idiots out there in the future would be buying this stuff in greater amounts than I would have ever imagined. I just didn't think a stupid fucking Bitcoin ripoff that was meant to be a joke. Even the original creator got fired from his old job and sold a lot of his doggy coins back in the day, even before Dogecoin became an international sensation, thanks to Elon Musk. But I will say this, though. The one thing I do kind of like about and appreciate about Shiba Inu, at least the people following it, is it's a cult. It is a literal cult. You know, the thing about Shiba Inu is it's definitely a cult following, for sure. You know, and I just think, but hey, you know what? I don't know. I can't. History will judge me as it may, but I definitely want nothing to do with Doge at this point. I think Shiba Inu's definitely gonna take the throne. At least I think it's a better product. It's not a blatant ripoff of a Bitcoin, and it's made on the Ethereum network. I trust its expandability, and I like the fact that they are willing to cut coins out of circulation. This is a huge benefit. This is one of the biggest and hugest benefits of the algorithm itself and what they're doing with it, and it's just a testament to how expandable the Ethereum network is and what you can do with a cryptocurrency through the network. And they can slowly, and actually they're doing it pretty quickly. They're burning the coins out of circulation. This is one of the core primary reasons why I hold on to Shiba Inu and I don't sell the coin. Now, I'll tell you what, though. I do swing trade it, obviously, on public, because I got all my initial principal back, at least the majority of it. And I swing traded on public. I continue to buy on the crazy dips. And I like making some quick money every now and then. Swing trading's fun because it gives you time. You get time. I think that's the important thing we all need to realize. You get the time you need to continue to rack up on the coin, right? And then when it has like a crazy return, maybe a 50% or a 100% return, you can then sell off your entire position, make a $70 profit, and use it towards whatever you want. I've basically been able to pay off a lot of stuff like my Logitech Brio. I take this show seriously. I take it, crypto has basically paid for this show. It's crazy. I mean, cryptocurrencies have paid for this show. If you want to say that what my real sponsor is, it's probably the Shiba Inu coin, because everybody continues to buy it. But when there's such a bear market right now, I love bear markets. People don't realize bear markets are the time to buy. Now, I will admit, the mainstream media is always going to tell you that you should panic sell, basically. If everybody's selling, you should do it with them. And you should time out the bottom. The problem is you can never time out the bottom. And I sound like a broken record because I said this same shit last episode. But you can't time the bottom. It's stupid to even try that. So what you do is, as it's going down every day, you put more money towards it. If it goes down again the next day, you put more money. Down again, you put a little more money. You basically just keep buying to lower the average cost. And eventually, with a volatile product like this especially, it'll have a rally. There's enough of a cult, like I said, the cult following for the Shiba Inu coin is why I'm in it. Not because it's a good coin. I think that there are better cryptos out there. This is a decent cryptocurrency, and I still like the fact that it's decentralized. I just think that there's going to be enough blind witnesses getting on board with this and continuing to shout out at the top of their lungs that this is the key, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, when in all reality, Dogecoin and Shiba Inu have an intrinsic value of zero. But I do know the cult-like following is strong with this one, and I don't know. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun to see what happens. Anyway, I'm going to keep this video short. What I'm trying to say is my favorite sexual position might be Shib style, now that I think about it. All right. Thank you guys for talking crypto sexuality with me. I'm a Shib sexual, I guess. I don't know. But I guess I'm a crypto sexual now. I don't know how this all works, but it's pretty hot. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this ridiculous show, as always. I've created way too many episodes lately, but hey, you know what? Too much is never enough, baby. Hopefully you guys get sick of me at some point. But thank you guys. Once again, loyal audience, my loyal cult followers. I wish I was a cult leader. I think I'd be a fantastic cult leader. Yeah, I'd be a terrible cult leader. I can't direct. I'm a shitty leader to begin with. I'm just a great investor, and that's all there is to it. Later, guys. I follow my own path, baby. And may the force be with you.